welcome to the Sea Pod for Beginners. I'm Miss Ashley, and I'm so glad you are here with me today as we sing and learn about God through nature and the Bible. Heavenly Father, please bless all the boys and girls who've joined us today. Help us to learn so much more about you and come close to Jesus. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. I want to give a special shout out today to Elizabeth and her sister Lydia, listening from far away. I'm so glad you're joining us here to spend time with Jesus. And each of you boys and girls, I'm glad you're here too. We are going to start off our song service today with He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. Let's went up to heaven. That's where God lives. And put your hands out, like you're holding something special in them, as we sing, He's Got the Whole World.
He's got the whole world in His hands. 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 He's got the wind and the rain in His hands. He's got the sun and the moon in His hands. He's got the wind and the rain. In His hands, He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the tiny little baby in His hands. He's got the whole world in His hands. He's got you and me, brother.
We are going to sing, Who Am I? You can look in a mirror to see who is looking back at you. The person in the mirror is a special child of God. That's you, Tessa. That's you, Charlie. That's you, Abigail. That's you, Josie. That's you. That person you see looking back is so special to Jesus. Let's sing together.
Who am I? To Jesus,
our Bible story from this week. I want you to help me out by saying the answers out loud after I ask the question. Can you do that? Question 1. When Jesus was about to go back to heaven, who did He say He would send to be with us?
Holy Spirit.
He said He would send a helper, the Holy Spirit. Question 2. How long would that helper be with us? Just a little time, a few days, a few weeks?
Always.
That's right. Always. Forever. And question number 3. Jesus promised He would come back. What does He want us to tell others about while we're waiting?
Jesus.
He wants us to tell them about His love, all about Jesus. Our lesson today is Aaron Holmes, John 14, verse 2.
I go to a place here, a place for you.
If you ever go to a lake or a river or the ocean, you might be able to see a bird called a heron. There are many kinds of herons, and they like to live close to water. Do you know why?
Yeah, because they love to be there.
It's because they eat fish and other things that live in the water. A heron can be very patient. What does it mean to be patient?
When someone is working in, we have to be patient.
Being patient is like being able to wait for something without complaining. Sometimes the heron has to stand very still for a long time before a fish swims close enough for it to catch. The heron has long legs. Because it has such long legs, the heron can stand in the very deep water and the rest of its body won't get wet. So it stands there and it just waits. If it moves, the fish will swim away. But if he just waits and waits and waits, eventually a fish will come by and then he'll gobble it up because that's what that kind of bird eats. Daddy herons grow especially beautiful feathers and they like to show them off. Do you think feathers are pretty?
Sometimes they do and sometimes they don't.
Some can be very pretty. When it's time for the daddy and the mommy herons to have their babies, they build a big nest out of sticks. They don't build their nest on the ground. They build it high in the very top of a tree. Why would it not be safe for birds to build their nest on the ground?
Because some crocodiles will eat it and the other ones won't live again.
Because it's not safe down there. Some other animal might come and get it. It's a lot of work for the herons to build a big, big nest of sticks for their babies. But the herons do not mind. They want their babies to have a good place to grow up. I'm glad Jesus made the birds that way. Jesus told his friends that he was going to make a place for them to live with him. Do you know what that home is called? It's called heaven. Who did Jesus say he's making a home for in heaven?
For us.
For you. For me. For us. Where do we live right now?
On earth.
That's right. But I want to live in heaven. The home is called heaven, and Jesus is taking time to prepare it just right, just perfect, for you and me. Aren't you thankful? I am. It's memory verse time! Our memory verse this week is John 14:3. I will come again. Now let's learn it in a scripture song. Boys and girls, I am so glad that you came to join us today. Every time you're listening to the Seed Pod, you're learning a little bit more about Jesus through the Bible and nature. I hope you'll share it with a friend. Tell them that they can learn about him too from the Seed Pod. Let's fold our hands and let's pray together. Dear Jesus, thank you so much that you are making a home for us. Just like the birds make nests for their babies, you make a home for us. And if you've gone to heaven, you won't forget us. You've promised to come back. Help us to be ready to follow you every day of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Join us for our closing song that comes from the home place. It's called, Be Thou Faithful. Just as Jesus is faithful, let's be faithful too.
Thank you.
The Bible study material used in today's devotional podcast was used with permission from My Bible First. If you'd like your own copy, go to mybiblefirst.org. To download today's coloring picture and for more programs like these, check out the description box below and visit our website, startingwithjesus.com.